That's the other guy. It's going. Okay, great.
I benefited tremendously.
So could you done it on the Alish? Could you done it on the Alish? So we had the Machlik Zishama Vitilel. Rishama, I hold that you make Kiddush Hayoyim before you say Bei Gafen. You recite the Kiddush Hayoyim before you say Bei Gafen, because you have two reasons for that. And one reason was because the
normally don't drink.
You normally what's enabling you to have the wine before the meal? What's making you have the wine before the meal? That's the Kiddush, the Shabbos. And then you've got to make a broth over the Shabbos before you make a broth with the wine. And the other one is because the Shabbos preempted in chronological order, it came before the drinking of the wine. Therefore, you have to make a broth on the Shabbos day before you have the wine. We make a broth over the wine. And Mitzvah said, no, without the wine, I wouldn't be making Kiddush in the first place, because Allah is that you don't need wine or bread. So without the wine and bread, you wouldn't be making Kiddush in the first place. So that comes out. And the Toddy, the Shane Toddy, Toddy Kui. So then the Gemara ended off. The Hilchasa Ke Divrei Bifile. Allah is like Bifile. That's what the Gemara said, that we have Machin Grisha Bifile. You should know that Allah is like Bifile. If the Gemara accounts of Pshita, it's a nothing basket. The Gemara says in Erevin, David Yemen, that there was a Machlokes for 3 years, I think it was, between Risham and Mishila, and each one was saying, I'm right. And eventually it came out of Baskin and said, Eilu Zibir Kim Chaim, both of them are right, but, Halacha like Mishila. I ask Mishila, if so, why, if Eilu Zibir Kim Chaim, why is Halacha like Mishila? The Gemara said, because Mishila used to have, they were more Nava Midosov, and they also used to stay over Beis Shammai's reasons first, before their own reasons. The Mela says, the Halacha was followed like Beis Vitilin. So the question on our Gemara is, if so, why do you need to have, why did our Gemara need to say specifically Halacha could be Vitilin? She's a Dhanopic basket. He Beis Nima Kodin basket. So either we're going before Baskel, before pre-Baskel era. I mean, during this 3 years, when there was a drop, Jimmy Shammai's Hillel, this Christ was said already that on this point, Nalof is like this Hillel, even though we don't have any clear ruling always, but at least for this, here with the Alok of his Hillel. Mivay Tema Lacha Baskel. Really, we're talking about after the Baskel. Rabbi Shua is Oma Imashkichim Baskel, and it's the opinion of Rabbi Shua in the Gemara of Mitzvah, who also he never hold of Baskel. This was the different machlokes, the machlokes of Beleza and Rabbanon, about a certain tunnel, and Beleza was trying to bring all eyes to prove his point, and the Chomim were not really taking any interest in any of the eyes, but the walls falling down, the rivers going backwards, and then eventually Beleza pulled out his trump, and he Baskel came out and said that the halacha is like Beleza. And Rabbi Shua, Omar, Imaskir, and Baskel, we don't listen to Baskel, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And indeed, the psak was not like Rabbi Eliezer. And as we all know, the Gemara carried on to say that, and Yohanan said that Hashem actually said that halacha was meant to be like Rabbi Eliezer, but Nisuni, Bona, Nisuni, that the Shadar Yisrael overcame, while Hashem actually helped. Which is tremendous kiddush and food for thought.
It's worth here, not survive.
Right. Right. So let's see some Rashbams on this last part of the sugya. So Anafka, the Anafka Basket.
Before the Basket. Who was before the Basket?
Pre Basket era, yeah.
Who would have been Mahatma?
Yeah, the Bnei Yeshiva took a vote. Well, whoever it was, the Kalisha Kadroya, he took a vote amongst the like every time you have a Achron, Halach, every single Gemara, Halach, the Ribbulet, I mean, like the Mishnah says, in this attic, they took a vote, and that time, Halach was like Bishamah. Other times, they took a vote, Halach was like Bishamah. But once the Baskara came out, it was always a lot of Rabbi Sinan. Rabbi Shui be of Rabbi Shui. So who is this Rabbi Shui? It says the Gemara, it says Rashbam. Chom Metzir Begazov. Gavatanu Shachot Shuhuliyot. There's a tunnel that was broken up into pieces and would stand in between the pieces. And there's Machlekes, if that thing is Mekabal Tumah or not. Omer Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer held, if I'm not mistaken, it's not Mekabal Tumah and Rav Onesh it is. I think it's that way around. So Omer Yeshua, Omer, Hey, Mishtam She'im Mekabal Tumah. Said, Lomit Yachsim to the curl of the basket. And we pass him out of the Gemara. You don't take interest in the Baskar. It's on the side of the Gemara that changed the Gemara. Mashkichim. Mashkichim. You don't take notes. You don't take notes of Baskar. Helko, Lididei, Hotsuch Leiman, Bezul, Hotsuch Vitzilah. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shua, we had to say here that Allah Rabbi Shua. With all other machlekes between Mishav Mitzilel, but they didn't shelehup b'befeirish halacha k'mitzilel. Shelehup b'befeirish, but they didn't establish clearly that halacha is like Mitzilel. Here, the Rebbe Shua holds shereitzel as the Rebbe Shammai. Somebody wants to follow the opinion of Shammai, can follow the opinion of Shammai. Somebody wants to follow the opinion of Mitzilel, can follow the opinion of Mitzilel. But the Rebbe Mitzilel later. It's not even a cheapest. So the Queen of Law, Alibe Sevishwa. So the Gemara there in cheapest says that you can follow who you want, and the Gemara says, I'm sure it doesn't hold the Baska. So Mela says the Gemara here, the reason why the Gemara here says, I'm not going to be Sinel, is because either we're pre Baska here, or we're Bishwa. And if Shah is the general, you can choose your pick which one you want to hold on. Apart from here, there was a Nimna, the Gomo, a Lofa, so the Gemara seems quite straightforward. And the difficult traces here, and these our traces are difficult. Other traces in the Shas make it easier, but our traces are difficult. So Omar, Ein Mashkichin, Bebaskar. Why is it? The Kaimon Kabaska Vitidel. We do hold of the Baska of Vitidel, like we know in the Gemara Erevin. It was Nimna that the Baska came out, so we pass my Vitidel. But no Kaimon Kabaska of Rebeleza, and yet we don't pass on the Baska that supports Rebeleza. In that part, Nuskuni Bonin Nuskuni. That was not like Rebeleza. Either is a Baska. So what's going on? Trust the Baska of Bishama Vitidel. We follow the Tiddler. And the basket between the Beleza and Yeshua, we follow, we don't listen to the basket. Why should that be? Can you say Master Taser, then for Taser? So, Hoko, Beisile, and Abu. Beisile was the roof. And the Beishamai, Machad, Beisvei. The Beishamai was sharper. The Beishamai were brighter, were cleverer.
What did you say about Hillel? The Hillel was what?
Right. They're in the majority.
Oh.
The majority was the right. But Bisham was Shaka. But also, in that case, the Blessed Bisham, the Baskel, of Rebbe Shua is negative rabbin. The Baskar was negative rabbin, was against the majority. In that case, like Kaiman on Hoffi.
Who was against the majority?
There was a majority against Rebbe Leza. There was Leza,
right,
and everyone else. And the Baskar was saying, you should follow Rebbe Leza, which is against the majority.
Right.
But he wasn't the majority. But he wasn't the majority. He was not the majority. No, there was a majority against him. Right. And that's why the Basker came out. And that's why we listened to the Basker. Because the Basker told us not to take note of their charisma. But the Basker is telling us not to take note of the Rahim, that we don't listen to a Basker. Huh?
With the need of Basco for those cases, what
are you saying? Well, Rafi's making a point, which is what I wanted to ask. Harim Imanashah. If Aloha really takes note of Charifas, and that's why they needed a Basco, then Teile Bishamayim. We shouldn't take note of the basket. And if in Halacha we don't take note of the Harifas, so then why was there a basket in the first place? We don't take note of the Harifas. Again, if of the Halacha we should take note of the Harifas, so how can we be mistaken of the basket? I say, Levishmaimi, I understand why there was a basket, because Harifas does play a role, and the basket is telling us not to take note of the basket of the Harifas, but so Levishmaimi, we shouldn't be accepting what the basket said. And if of the Halacha we don't take note of Harifas, so then yeah, anyway, you've got the road. So why should you need a basket in the first place? No. One second. I'll add to this point that we just saw in Rashbam that Rabbi Shua was of the opinion that generally a person can either pass him might be Shammai or pass him might be Hillel. I mean, generally, if it wasn't, since you didn't take note of the basket, the person can choose which one. One second, how can you choose which one? Beit Hillel or the Rois? How can you choose which one? Elamai, you see, the Harifas does play a role in Halacha. That's why I can choose to follow Harifas. If so, how can we listen to the basket? What's the difference in the end of the day? How does this answer the kasha? What's the difference in the end of the day between a beleza and this? And what do you think? Because the rosh is negative rosh kerb, and you're saying after you tell you, you have to follow the rosh. No, after you tell you, also harifas plays a role. So how can Basco tell me not to play a role, not to follow the harifas? Yeah.
Could be that in the case of Rav Eliezer, there's Gidon against Rav Eliezer, and in the case of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, those are two entities. They Gidon amongst their own. You're saying there's a majority of people...
Rav Eliezer is also
Gidon. No, correct. One Gidon, four against it. In the case of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, if we look at them as entities, you say, well, there's more people than Beit Hillel. What are their names? They don't have names. Okay, so Beit Hillel is one, Beit Shammai is another. There's more people in Beit Hillel, but if we look at them as two entities, it's two entities...
So you said not that. This is the Beit Hillel group. Beit Hillel is doing.
I'm just asking why Rush comes
in. Yeah, I might have said that's why Thompson takes it. But all the Rashbam says is quoted in Gemara. The Gemara and Shreifus, in Eder Shreifus. But I'm trying to understand Shreifus. They said that the question, what's the difference between a Beleza and Bisham Bishela? So what's the answer? The Beleza was negative Shreifus. So of course you don't listen to Basket. It's negative Shreifus, right? You can't listen if it's negative Shreifus.
So
now you're negative Rabbim. So they came along. We don't pass when you go Basket. So maybe you don't go Basket. So you can't follow the Basket. No, but it's some of it there, it's some of it in the faith. So again, we don't understand that. If Harifas plays a role, so why should we listen to the basket? And if Harifas doesn't play a role, why do you need a basket? So what is translation? What's translation? So in other Mesechtas, Tosfos speaks out a little clearer. Tosfos in Brachos and Tosfos Bar Metzia.
Speak out a little clearer.
Rockets is doing us. Base maybe, but then. Base. So this is there's slightly different. The same adapter half on comma, same as speaking with Basco. So Basco is a negative. The Torah writes clearly, you have to follow the majority. It's written in the Torah that Achrei Rabin Lahati. Avol Beit Hillel for your Rabin. But Beit Hillel for Rabin. So Beit Hillel for Rabin, that's why there's an end of a basket. Around the time when it says this, and I was trying to find them clear because I saw the sign of clear in there.
What does that mean? Because there's a... They sell out the road? then that's why there's a last call?
He's coming to argue with the Torah. They said, "Achir Yom Nahati." Aber Hashem, there with the Shami Tila and Levin, they said, "As Ruba, they said, 'Over the road.'" He loved the Mitzatkelon. He had a doubt. He was leaning on Basar Ruba. Mishum to be Shamah Bechari Petur. And the Shabbat maybe in this case, he doesn't follow the road because the Shamah Bechari Petur. There's places there, in both places that's the same idea. This rule that you can't follow the Baskel is if it's Mefurish in the Torah. There is no middle now of Charifus. Which one was more Charif? In the Pasha, they were all on the same level. And the Shaila was, which one do you follow? Reb Lezer says one thing, Reb Chomer says another thing. The Torah tells us what to do. Achiram Rata is clear in the Torah what to do. No Baskel is going to be able to change what it says in the Torah. Although maybe in this situation, Reb Lezer happens to be right, and all the Roiv were wrong, happened to be the case. Although it happened to be the case, so the Torah said, Achiram Rata. And no Baskel can come along and change that. And revealed to us that this time the individual was right. But what would be the case when you have a race? We still have a race. But Mitzvah Sheni, Bishami or the Miyad or Mochorif, does the principle of the Torah apply there? Does the principle of the Torah apply when the Bishami or the Miyad or Mochorif are on a higher level, more intellectual, more able to get to the Kishkus of the Sugya, then do Bishamai, maybe there's a din then that the Rav, you don't follow the Rav? It's not clear now in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah what's the din if you have Chorif on the other side. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't say. So something that doesn't say in the Torah is not clear against the Torah, there a Basker can play a role. There a Basker can come along and tell us, start in the Torah, meaning, like you're saying, the Torah is written in Basker when you got it, and when it says, it means in all situations, even if the other side is Chorif. That's what the Basker is coming up. You might have had to have a minute to say, the Apostle is only talking about games when you have equal people. That's the big question of democracy, right? You take a vote on the majority. For one thing, if I was going to decide how to build a fighter airplane, I wouldn't take a majority vote of the country to decide how to build it, because the majority haven't understood how it works, right? So it wouldn't make sense to follow the majority. That's a big question on democracy. But here was basically the Shaila and the Gemara there. They have basically the coming to Chomim. The Bishamai understood, was sharper and understood, could be Yeriz or Inkish or Teyah on a higher level than Mizirah. So maybe in this case you don't follow the majority, because as far as Bishamai are concerned, as far as we are concerned, the people that really know this stuff, the Bishamai, they're Chadzifei. So maybe you don't follow the majority. Along comes the Baskel to be Megalad. I know that your software can be Megalad. When those are Achir Amrat, it means even if the other guys are sharper. So that's the answer. When do we not listen to Baskel? When it's the first negative to you. There's no reason to follow Reb Lezer more than the Chomim, apart from Reb Lezer holds his right. But the Torah says that Reb Lezer, so there's no way a Baskel can come along and say that we should follow Reb Lezer.
Well, I thought Reb Lezer was
He wasn't Chodid. tree. But they're ever very good. So what?
Why would it
be? Well, one of them that you said to me,
they came to him and said,
right, because he's a shame. Very nice, so he knew a lot. Very nice. But he wasn't a chodit spirit. He wasn't sharp. You can have a person. Very good. So you have the, you can have a person who is very, very knowledgeable, maybe more knowledgeable than other people. It doesn't mean that what the other people know, he knows better than them. It means he knows a lot. Very good. That doesn't mean that he can understand deeper than what the other people can do understand. Right? So Mela, in that case, it's a simple equation. Who do you follow? So in essence, you know, I know, I've got Kabbalah, I'm your Rebbe, I know that I'm saying is right. I know it. Listen, I was keen, I heard it directly from Hashem. And they were saying, but the way we understand the Torah, you're wrong. But he's saying, okay, care less. But I know what you're saying is wrong, because I know I've got a clear mistake about it. And they're saying, very nice, but see what we learn the Torah, and we hold that you're wrong. Along came a basket and said, you know, Ebenezer's right, he's right, the guy's got a mistake from Shammai, he's right. But they said, very good, but you gave us the Kalim. Hashem gave us the Kalim to understand the Torah. We do understand the Torah, and according to that we understand the Torah, Ebenezer's wrong. So these guys were saying, otherwise, but the way we've got to say he's wrong. They don't listen to Basket. But what happens if they're arguing, if somebody's like, they're arguing, but somebody say, listen, what you're saying, you haven't got to the bottom of the sugya yet. If you dig a bit deeper, you'd understand that everything you're saying is wrong. But they're saying, listen, we've reached the end of our sugya. We can't go further. They say, but go a bit further. We can't. That's as far as we go. Our brain takes us this far. But we got like a little bit more of a glitch here. And with that we would be able to change the whole thing around. So in that case, what's the halacha? Maybe don't go past the rabbi. Because in this case, Bishama is telling you, dig a bit deeper. And you'll get there. And they're just saying, we don't have the kalim to go deeper. So maybe you don't follow this, maybe you don't give us the rave. So I'm giving the basket and said, you do follow the rave.
So with all of that, then how when Rabbi Yehoshua?
Why?
Rabbi Yehoshua says you ignore basketball, you go into even talk like Beit Shammai, and that's when it gets to the road, that's when it gets to halacha.
Why? Because it's fine, because not against halacha, because if sure, since there's no, we have a suffix. Before the basket came out, we had a real suffix. What's the difference? You have rave, and against that you have chod b'tvei. People that are able to get further into the sugya. So maybe in that case you don't follow Rosh. So the Basco came on, so you do very sure, so we don't listen to Basco. So if you don't listen to Basco, so you're left with two speakers. You have a right, then you have not these space. You can do either, both of them have a minor. We haven't got a clear side, so you can do either.
Isn't there a
lot of
the
English?
Isn't the Basco
basically
just, again,
worse than
the
Basco
that you go
with? No. The lesson of today's moment here was we were misupik about it. The mistafkelon iazina b'teruba. We had a suffix. You got about going to be shaym zayroim. Shouldn't be shaym avachirip b'teruba. I mean, so we had a suffix about it. The sale chases in b'mitzia, and I think in brachos means as well as that. When we have a suffix because the net is too sodim here, Shabbatka can help us out. But when there's no suffix, the chase is like, I'm not a, maybe they say otherwise. So then we can't follow Baska. So what was the Baska doing then? What was the Baska doing in the story of Ebenezer? The chase is otherwise. There's status. The Basco lo yotzeso and the kvoidoi. The Basco only went out then. That's for the Belezer. Look over the Belezer, because I'm reading Hashem. Like he said there, he said, "Mina Shemayim Rechibu, let Shemayim support my cause." So I was covered for the Belezer. The Basco came out. But we go on. Hashem wanted the rabbis to say, Hashem really never wanted them to agree to Rabbi Eliezer, because the Torah said otherwise. The basket came out just like a wall scratch, and the river went backwards. The basket also came out, also covered Rabbi Eliezer.
We don't always use the
like after the Gemara in Erevin, we do.
No, but what about this hearing that we see that Beisul and Beishamai, they would be equal with the rope, and we're saying we would have to keep putting it out with the Khalifa of Beisul.
We have to stop it. We have to stop it, would we?
Without the possible coming out,
we have to stop it.
We see that we would not have gone by the rope.
We would have had to stop it.
We would have, no.
Mishap come on, those
are Beisul. This possible something teaches that there is a cloud of underneath the rope.
Even
negative.
Because they're Ruba? The basket says they're not going to be seen. I mean, do we have this topic? What was this topic?
We do go for
the
road.
Even though right? So that's our it's the only way of understanding this. It's very, very, very cryptic. It doesn't really answer the question. And other places in the south, their faces speak down. So if it's a clear potter, the basket can't tell that. But if it's suffered, we have a suffered because you've got a potter on the one hand, and on the other hand you've got a potter today, then the basket can help them. Just say one was asked and one wasn't asked. So clearly you make the point that one was over one not. In other places in the south, say that does seem to sit as two separate tradition. So you're saying it from a better, I think those of Roman see is master that way. But they came only off the place. So if Taita leaves off with a difficult question. Taita leaves off with a very, very strong question. When Taiman came, how can our Gemara say that our Brisa that said Allah could be filled is going to Rav Shua? What does the Gemara mean to say? Rav Shua didn't take into account any basket. But where did Rav Shua speak? Where was Rav Shua? Where in Shas will you find Rav Shua? Omar Rav Shua on the Emaskir of Maske. In the story with Rav Eliezer about the tunnel. So according to what Jesus said, that story, you don't listen to Basco because there's a clear Torah against it. So where do we see the Rabbi Shua wouldn't listen to a Basco and else to go Bishamah Ritzila? We have a Gemara in Bishamah Ritzila. in some ways, we met, we have a sulfur who's a father. The father came to help us out with our sulfur. In the story of Rebbe Ezra, sure, we don't have a sulfur who's a father. It's a father. Hakam and Asa, so we don't listen to a basket. So Yeshua, in the story of Rebbe Ezra, Yeshua says, I don't listen to a basket.
Does that tell us anything? That Yeshua wouldn't listen to a basket in the cave when we have a real topic.
There's a real topic. One hand, Bishamai, Bishilah is right. There's such a Bishamai is Chodesh. So we have a real topic. Here we have a topic, but met, we don't know what that topic is. And maybe there, Bishamai, the Basel can help us. How can we use a Bishua from Bob Messiah to tell us that Bishamai Zilal, you wouldn't use a Basel? But we just answered. Please ask the question. Why is it that when it comes to Rebbe Mishra, we don't listen to Rebbe? Why? Because they're Rebbe Shemaim. But when it comes to the Machlek of Bisham Mishilel, then we do listen to Baskail. I say Rebbe Shemaim. That was the question of Tesis. So what's the answer of Tesis, Rebbe Yossi? So what does that mean? The case of Bisham is different than the case of Gemara and Shir. Why?
No.
And say, what's the terms of
Tesis?
But then, if you don't understand the terms of Tesis, there's no way you can understand the next stage of Tesis. That's true. But do you understand the first part of Tesis? He does. Okay, so very good. We're asking the first part of Tesis again. So there's a question. That the Gemara in Bavitzir says clearly, Toyo Lo Bishamayimi, and that's how we pass him. We don't follow Basker. And yet the Gemara in Erevin, and Machlik Bisham Bishilel, does follow the Basker, and does pass him like Bishilel. Like how Gemara says, Kanaka Basker, we do follow the Basker. I, Toyo Lo Bishamayimi, the Sira. So that is. Toyo Lo Bishamayimi means if the Sira says Mephurish what the halacha is, nothing in Shemayim can go otherwise. So in the case of Rebbe Ezra B'Shua, whether all the same is a simple question, do you follow the majority or not? So of course, no basket can tell us you don't follow the majority. The story is said, after I'm not. The saying King Bishamai Silel is not so simple. Because on the one hand, Bishamai was the majority. But Mitzachini, Bishamai, Rakhotitzvei, Bishamai, Rashapa. So maybe in that case you have a real suffering. Do you follow the majority in that case? Because it could be that Bishamai didn't get to the Oymik of the Rakhah because Bishamai got better than them. So maybe you don't follow the majority in that case. So you have a real suffering. There's nothing in the story. Can you show me the story where it says that what happens when you have a suffering? Which one is sharper? Who to follow? Do you have anyone in the Torah? No. So maybe then we should listen to Baskel, and along comes the Torah and says, yeah, and along comes Baskel and tells us, in this case, since you have a topic, I'm telling you what that Loch is you follow the majority regardless. Because they understand it better. In my muscle I gave you building the fight aeroplane, right? Or in the muscle, which unfortunately is everything, a jury. A classic jury in any din in the Geisha courts. They have a jury. So they have that this smoker, and they're deciding if this guy is Kyrie. So you have a lawyer, it's one of those jury. You know, somebody studied the law and knows what's going on. His vote in modern world is equal to any other guy there. And therefore, if you have a jury of seven, six of them say this guy's Chayav Misa, and one of them, the lawyer, says otherwise, you kill the guy. Kill the guy? Those six guys don't know anything. They don't know anything, they can hardly write. And they can't even write. And this guy is studying in Harvard and knows everything. And he knows what's going on. And you're going to say that we should kill the guy based on those six guys? Does that make sense to you, Yossi? Achir Rav and Hadri should tell us in that case as well. But you've got six guys that don't know anything. So that's only an extreme case, obviously. It's only an extreme case. But with that extreme case, means that it's a valid point. So now we get to close the subtleties. But Bishilah were obviously great Gedolei Olam, who are Yerulim Kalacha. But Bishamai can go that much more. So are we in the Yachus to that? So maybe the rule about the Amlatas is that they both reach the same stage. That's the suffix.
Maybe not on Wednesdays, I don't know. I'm asking, where's the wrong with the suffix that we learned
that from? I don't know how that question has Tuesday and Wednesday with all due respect.
Why? I'm asking on a clock.
I'm explaining to you why. Actually, Amlatas means if we've got to the Emes, now who's the Zeus to follow? But Bishama is saying you haven't got to the Emes yet. There's still more to go, but they still are saying we can't go further. Why? Because of our level, because of our IQ level of how far we got. Bishama is saying if you go further, if you dig deeper, you would see you're wrong. But Bishama is still saying we can't dig deeper, that's as far as our brain can go. So in that case, also you go back to the rabbin? Maybe not, because Bishama here, no more, not in knowledge, in understanding the depth of the Sukkah, they can go further. So there, as far as Bishama is concerned, they still haven't reached the MS yet. So maybe don't go back to the other, don't go back to the other cloud. They're not among the Amma the cloud. They don't know anything. Okay, Lahabdul, yeah, you have. Missing Karelitz, the stuff, who passed on a certain thing, and after you have some guy who just left Kovel and knows Hilchos Brachos passing something else. It's in the equation, Bechal. You don't know what he's talking about, Bechal. You don't know anything. He's been doing like an oven. You haven't done that. You don't know anything. So you're going to follow. You're going to follow that. So Bishamay was saying basically the same thing. That's why we had our topic. Obviously, in a much, much, much more deen level. But Bishamay is saying to Bishamay, you haven't got there yet. You're still the kernel in your life.
When Torah said, I pray a rabbi in Lato, the Torah never took into account that there are some smarter people than us, but the bigger people, the Torah didn't have that sentence, it didn't take that into account when it made the cloud go up to the rabbi.
Well, maybe what the Torah said was in a case where they fall. The Torah doesn't elaborate, so maybe when the Torah said Avraham and Lato, it meant in a case where you both equal. So you both got to the stage of what you call M. And then we have to decide which one is the M. So we'll have to go across the road. In a case where one person managed together, one person didn't manage together, so maybe the Torah didn't speak about that case.
The
Prophet doesn't speak that case where one person didn't manage to reach the final point. Gotta get to the answer to the end of the track. One person got to 100, one person got to 80. So you got 100 minutes to go past to the one of 80, and never got to 100. The Prophet didn't speak about that, maybe. Says Pascal, no, I did. And you follow the majority even in that case. So that's a real topic. That's a topic. So how can the Gemara say? How can Gemara say that when it comes to Machlok Bishama Bishila, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't listen to the basket? Where do you see Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't listen to the basket? Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't listen to the basket in a case when
it was even.
So then you won't listen to the basket because the prophets were forget. And if you have a real topic, maybe you would follow the basket. And a very strong question. We shouldn't follow the basket. In all situations, his loss an ey maskich in the basket, some should just ey maskich in the basket. His loss an ey maskich in the basket. He's come to tell me Pascal is irrelevant, is not a factor. Never! He must give us, he doesn't say he must give us here. That told me that one never, ever relates to Pascal.
Always for cover.
Therefore, we can never follow the Pascal.
Never, ever.
There's
no interest in
No Basco are going to come and tell us our halacha. No Basco can come along and tell us a particular halacha. I'll tell you, I'll leave his man, he says, in this world, not that world. If he's sure I've said, so that he must hear it about. So maybe that's the psalm
is
so.
Even if you still get to stop it, between Rogak and the Kharifa,
well, he has a suffer, you can do what you want. Right? You've got to talk about suffering. You know what you want. The Basco can't help us out with that stuff. Very good.
That's right, you said, you can certainly do what you want. As I said, that is sure called success, he called this way. The president called this one. That's
right. Right.
Because in Canada, there's nothing that understands the rest.
Right. Right.
Like Rabbi Yeshua, the majority of us.
Huh?
We don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua in this case.
Yeah. Right. Now, luckily, we don't follow him. So, I'm saying that Yeshua held that way. So, Yeshua, I'm going to ask you to ask him. Small R and take this, not just a small R. Take this, said the Bittila with the road, maybe Shama with Shalpa. And the Basque has come and tell us what that look would be. The truth is, the way we explain it, it would be also the other way around. If Bezidel were the Miut, but they were Shafa, and the Shama were the Roi, the Basque would also have a right to tell us to follow Bezidel. Because there's nothing wrong in following the Miut here, because there's no posture from the first otherwise. It just happens to be, the truth is, that generally, and that's where it's coming from, Bezidel were the Roi, but the reason was that was the topic was being Shammai was Shafa. That's right. That's happened to be. But Alibi the Evis, it could have been the other way around as well. But it happened to be that way around. So maybe the Allah is like,
maybe. The question was that strong answer. So you kind of got around the city that now even in everything, but the question was just so strong.
Which question? Yeah, that's the question.
I mean, the answer is that.
Yeah, imagine this answer is given all over South. Same answer. The last time it's of himself was a masculine. Masculine means a masculine.
Well, other things were we looking
at the Bayan Rav.
That's
a Bayan Rav. Bayan Rav is Yalkiyam.
There's
18 cases which you follow Beit Shammai in Shabbat. That's in the Gemara, and they were in some attic and they called Beit Shammai. Besides that, there's a Gemara and there's a Pirik and Idiot which we follow Beit Shammai.
So the last four cases in the
so, there was Nimna Vagoma. If they had a Nimna Vagoma, so it was, they came to Maskana. The Basque of the case where we have a stopping. If it's Nimna Vagoma, there's no stopping as well. So that's the end of the sugya here. This one that could have perhaps to add on this Toddy Zayna Toddy. Places of Kuvayt asked the question, Rafi mentioned it yesterday. Places of Kuvayt asked the question, why don't we make both Rogoff and the four bits of them all? Right, could please some of this. Yeah. Why don't we make a break up and why don't we make a break up and before bit someone? What was it? Before. Why don't we? So you just said because bit was in the asterisk.
Okay.
But what was this question now? Why don't we make a break up and before bit someone? Okay, what's more topic? Bit someone or wine?
Wine.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to eat to make purpose of muscles.
But you want to have a verse on this? What are you saying?
It's Shabbos Yontif. You have to say Yontif, and you don't during the year. You don't have to make purpose of muscles.
On Shabbos Yontif, you do.
But you also. We were talking about it yesterday.
So which one's more tolerant? Which one knows how the yain or bits of the mother?
Rhythm maybe? Puts it over the edge.
Which one?
The wine.
Right. I would have thought yain is more tolerant because there's Kiddush, Havdalah. So three times on Shabbos there's yain. And in the bits of the mother on Shabbos, so
He's Rosen, but how many bits of Rosen do you have to make on Shabbos? Besides that, the Sheva Brochas and the Bismila, there's numerous cases where you have a Chiyuv for Yayin. So Tosfos asked this question, no Chiyuvs, many times. Tosfos asked this question about we should make wine first. Sounds like he's learning that wine is more solid. Right? And that's why the question was, is for Yain first? The response in Brochus asked the same question. The passage is the first test of Tesis, the best modern is a hashtag, and therefore you'd have to make a new rock. But second test is for, because modern Nami Tadir he, because modern is also Tadir, for Loikos. Yes. Because the modern, if you do it without a cup, is Tadir more than wine. So what he means to point out is, one of the reasons why wine should be Tadir, because every time he's doing it with a mug, he's doing it with a cup of wine. So it's always going to be more solid. Since there is more, no. But because of the mug, sometimes you can do it without a cup. And therefore it can be told in more than the wine. And therefore, you make bits of the muslin before the wine. So you don't have to, you can. So, but I'm trying to understand this as well. I'm just sharing it with you and speaking aloud really. But I'm trying to understand this as well. Even if you're going to say the bits of the muslin, you can do without a cup. But still, yain is more common. Yain is three times in Shabbos. And for kids and Sheva Brochas, yeah, three diamonds. Yeah, kids twice in Shabbos and Adar. And Birz Hamozim, the chiyuv to make Birz Hamozim is only twice a Shabbos, twice a week. The chiyuv to make Birz Hamozim is twice a week. Yeah, so you eat Friday night meal and Shabbos day meal. Shabbos Shuddes, you can get away with that. Yeah, but yet if it's Rosh Chodesh today and you forgot Yad of Yavoi, you don't have to go back. Why? Oh, you have to eat Pas Shabbos. There's no chiyuv to eat it. It's a nice thing. It's the right thing to do. There's no chiyuv. So
if
if we look at the things that you're mechuyev to do, yayin lechayev is more tzadik. If you look at what practically you eat, you do, it could very well be that Birz Hamozen is more tzadik. This is what seems to be saying that you do take into account what you generally do, even if there's no chiyuv. So you would generally make more Birz Hamozen than by Birz Hamozen, even though there's no chiyuv. There's a tremendous skillish in this as well, which is not tremendous the Maisa. We mentioned it the other day about if somebody makes an early Shabbos, so he gets to his end of the meal, and then he's now got two mitzvahs in front of him. Kriya Shema or Birkas HaMozim. Two mitzvahs, yes, so he's finished eating. As long as he's eating, then he's to make say Kriya Shema because you're in the middle of the meal. But you've got to the end of your meal, and now you've got two mitzvahs in front of you. Birkas HaMozim or Kriya Shema. Which one would you do first?
Kriya Shema.
Shagdari says you say Kriya Shema first. Why? Because Kriya Shema you have to say twice a day. And Birkas HaMozim, although you might eat more than twice a day, we didn't have to eat more than twice a day, and therefore you didn't have to eat at all. And therefore Kriya Shema is odd. Kriya Shema is odd. And therefore the Shagdari says you do Kriya Shema first. When? Yesterday?
No.
But according to this report,
you already obligated to count the first 15 out. You started off with the meal, and now you're already obligated to do.
That's why we learned to do it before kiddush.
What?
That's why we learned the bench before kiddush. According to regulation. So that was the thing of this. Right. But according to this, before it would come out, that's not true. You would say Kriyat Shema after Birkas Ramadan. Because Birkas Ramadan is more tardy. Kriyat Shema then is twice a day. And Birkas Ramadan could be much more. No, Aramis is not
counted.
Aramis is not counted. There's not. Aramis is just saying for school or something. It's not the...
That might not be... The Ritva might not have that sheet that you're just saying.
The Ritva says, well, he's a bit of a Muslim. I mean, to do it, he's below you. But I'm asking...
But in that case, there, it's what people can normally do. You might not have a hiyu, but you would normally eat more than you'd make yayin.
Right. Yeah.
But here, would you normally eat three meals a day that require?
Well, let me ask you a question. How many times do you make say Krishna a week?
14.
How many is the minimum times you bench in a week?
Minimum 2.
Right, you said, but during the week you might not eat the chal.
Bread.
So then what's the Ritvatim? Ritvatim is Muslim Sadiq.
It is normal to eat a few times a week. But it's not normal to eat 3 times a day to bench.
2 times a day you need, and on Shabbos
3. That would be evil.
No, Shabbos you got 3.
No, during the week.
During the week, twice, and on Shabbos 3. Is there any more Sadiq than Krishna? Why don't you make both begotten before this one? And Tesis says the same Tesis as our Tesis, that's a good Tesis for that. And Mashal there says that the need of the reasons of the Hillel apply with wine versus Bechamot. Neither of the reasons. I mean, obviously not the first reason of Beis Hillel about that the Shabbos is causing me, the wine is causing me to say Beis Hillel, that doesn't apply. You say Beis Hillel is even that wine. But even the reason of Tzadish in a Tzadish says Mashal does not apply, which sounds like this, it's wrong, does not apply when there is wine versus Beis Hillel. He says neither of them are Tzadish. Neither the wine or the Beis Hillel are more Tzadish than each other.
That's different than the Ritva I was talking about.
Yeah, it's not sounds like a thing, but more than Tzadik.
He's in the, he's arguing Tzadik, but he's saying Tzadik.
Yeah, neither of them, So I don't know, it's something I'm leaving open for the time being. My Vavaita, I'm not sure what you're holding. I imagine you haven't finished Chazara yet. But the plan is to be starting the new sugar. Maybe tomorrow we'll just start it off. The new sugar was about starting the actual Seder night. So we've got a nice big sugar coming up.
We
want to cook it down. Of Gedalid, the second mission of Gedalid, and I'm not sure how far to go yet. But definitely,
Mitzvah? You came my Mitzvah?
One second, are you Tanoi, Tiltanoi is halfway down the orbit. Tiltanoi. Trust.
Okay. So
it's Tanoi. The first on the line is trust.
Okay. Where's that?
You don't have your
different pages itself.
Right.
How can that be? That's just great.
Well, this first word.
Right. They've changed the annuals. It's not the first word in these modern Gemaras.
Ah.
First word in the Gemaras is Achilas.
Achilas. Yeah, I got it.
And Praskil.
It's not a new thing there. That's where we stop him this time.
Okay,
big 3 minutes. It's been a whole half minute.
We don't see this thing that changed.
Okay, we must know.
What do you have?
Very good. Okay.
Another change to the line.
And which was this?